You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
And you come and save her. Better believe they get on her knees and pray her. Then pray her and never look back. Once the world forgave you, then do right, then do good. And it's so hard to do right when you do wrong, when you turn right, but you turn all the way left.
Hensha, and welcome. We're glad you're here for a conversation with Dawn Karima. Energetic, exciting, entertaining, and informative.
Happy news. We have some delightful news today, and you know how I feel about good news. I love your good news, my good news, and everyone else's good news. And my name is Dr. Dawn Karima, and today we have some good news to share with you. Global Music Awards have announced their winners, and I am thrilled to say that I have been blessed with my fourth Global Music Award for Family Bible. And that is in the classic country category. I'm very grateful and very thankful for that. And all of you will love knowing that the World Entertainment Awards has honored this podcast as a participant. Yes, isn't that wonderful? Conversations with Dawn Karima. And that means all of you who sponsor, who donate, who listen, who share, who support, who pray, this network, our sponsors, everyone. Everyone who's involved with this podcast is being honored, too. This podcast is a labor of love as part of what we do at my nonprofit, 501c3, Wells of Victory. And so we are really honored and grateful and humble and thankful to be celebrating the World Entertainment Awards and the Global Music Awards and hoping that all of you will rejoice with us. And we have another piece of good news, because we have a fabulous guest today, someone who is truly making a difference in the world. Would you please introduce yourself to us?
I'm Jaleesa Smith, and I'm an unschooler in the Illinois area. I work with children ages 6 through 10 and helping them to receive a quality education that is culturally diverse and very rich in content. And I'm a mom. I'm a mom to a beautiful little one who's 8 years old. Thank you for having me on the show.
Oh, thank you for joining us. I am a big fan, and I always like to talk to you, really. It's like talking to a great friend. I need to know, though, for all of our friends who are listening, 160 countries, all 50 states, what does unschool mean?
So unschooling is self-directed learning. It's child-led learning where children really can showcase their interests, and they can really follow their interests and their passions through educational pursuits.
That is a terrific answer. That's a great way to put it. I'm a homeschooling parent myself of a little one, right, preschool age, and I wanted to know, why should we consider unschooling?
Very good question. I like to tell people that unschooling is really closely connected to parenting. And the reason why I would say that is because in unschooling, it gives you the opportunity to not only find yourself as a parent, but it also allows your child to find themselves based off of their likes or dislikes. Mm-hmm. And they have the opportunity to explore so many different things in so many different realms, whether it be skills that they learn academically, or whether it be skills that they learn through simple life skills. These are things that they'll pick up, and you'll see that later on they will be able to apply these things through their lives. For example, with me and my son, he is very much interested in engineering at this current time, as well as in acting. And so we do a whole lot of things that are STEM related, because those are the things, you know, as it relates to his interest. And while he's partaking in projects and different activities, I get a chance to learn about a whole new realm of things that I've never learned about at all while I was in school, or, you know, growing up as a teen or young adult. And so, you know, just watching him, I get to see his love for mechanical and electrical engineering through trains and all other avenues of transportation. And I also get to learn a lot. I get to learn all these things that I never knew about trains and planes and all these wonderful things. So it allows me to really be able to support him in his learning journey. And it also allows me to be able to connect with him and build relationships through parenting as well.
How beautiful. I love the relationship factor. I love the fact that there's that connection there and that passion there. But I wonder if everybody else is as enthusiastic about homeschooling, or in your case, unschooling, as we are. What are some of the obstacles that you face as an unschooling family?
Ooh, I can say that one of the biggest ones we started out with was community. And that's because during the time when we started, it was not quite commonly known for a lot of African-American families to be unschoolers, or homeschoolers for that matter. There was very few people within my close network and circle of friends and family that had ever even experienced it or knew anything about it. I actually would be considered a first generation unschooler, as well as I didn't really have a lot of resources within my demographic location. And so what I started to really do is I started to figure out, well, these are the things that my son and myself are interested in. Maybe there are other families that may be interested in these same things.
Sure.
So in 2020, I decided that I wanted to branch out and create my own business, which is Friends of Cabrini. And we have a virtual space that connects all different families to build community and to build relationships and support. With not just us as parents, but with our children as well. And we reach out to families that are all across the country. We've created a really nice hub of families in Chicago, as well as like in Orlando and down in Dallas. And it's been really wonderful to just connect with these families and to explore and to kind of really learn together. We can see that everyone's unschool day is always different, but you can always take something from someone else's experience to add it up into your experience and make your experience a little more special. And then also for the children, community is really excellent because they are able to have new friends. They're able to share their experiences and their stories very much so together than as if it would be if they were to have friends that are in public school. You know, those children may not quite understand the life of a homeschooler because most of their time is in the public school sector. But homeschoolers and unschoolers, we kind of understand because we're always on the go and we get to explore and they really get to do the things that they're really interested in and kind of grow up together and learn together. So community, I would say, was one of the first obstacles that we faced in the beginning, but we were able to overcome that simply by creating our own community and finding like-minded people that believe in the same thing, that trusted the process of what it means to either homeschool or unschool your child, and really trusting your child and knowing that they know what's best for them, and then you as well knowing what's best for them, because ultimately, as the saying goes, you are your child's first teacher. So it's really more so about just building that relationship with your child and then branching out to find other like-minded families that can really be supportive to you. And sometimes you may not find that within your own direct family, but that's okay because you can make a whole new family with friends that you meet along the way.
I love the idea that you can create a family who will love you. And I think that's one of the things that appeals to me most deeply about homeschooling. And I love that you brought that out, that kind of connection. When you think of unschooling, what is something that you think folks who might be considering it, right? They might right now I'll be thinking, maybe that's something I would like to do. We have a lot of homeschooling families that listen. What would be your advice to help them get started?
Ooh, the first thing I would say is learn your learner. Learn exactly what your child is interested in. And you can simply do that by kind of shadowing your child. Give them a day or two or maybe even a week. You know, it depends on how long you might want to take in the process, but give them some time where you really can just kind of watch how they connect to material and concepts, watch how they gather information, how they absorb and understand. And then watch how they can just kind of connect the dots on things and figure out things on their own. You may have a child who is more of a kinesthetic learner, where they like to play with things and manipulate things. And so you might start to absorb, like, that child may be someone who's really interested in doing things that are more hands-on. You may have a child who really does well with just watching something, and they can absorb so much information and gather so many questions and show you that they're really inquisitive and want to learn all these different things. So I would say the first tip would be to learn your learner. The second tip would be to really understand your why. Why are you choosing to have the unschool journey for not just yourself, but for your entire family? Okay. What benefit will your family see from that? What advantages do you think your children will have while unschooling versus as if they were possibly to be in public or charter school? And really trust that process would be the third. Trust yourself. Have enough faith in yourself that you can do it. And it's understandable to know that everyone's unschooled and homeschooled journey is not going to be the same. There will absolutely be some hard days, but you still have to stick in there. You still have to be consistent. And you have to know that if you have faith in your journey, that shows with your child. The way that you kind of handle things, it resonates around your home. That energy resonates around your home. So you want to make sure that you learn your learner. You want to make sure that you understand your why you're choosing it. And you want to make sure that you have enough faith in the process and trust in the process.
Excellent. I mean, that is so beautiful to hear you say that. I'm going to ask you something that I've heard other people say, and I'd love your opinion on it. What qualifies you to be your child's teacher?
Oh, that's a wonderful question. And I've actually had this one asked to me before, and my answer to it is I'm his mother.
That's right.
God qualifies me.
Yes.
Our faith and our faith in our belief in God, knowing that God trusts me enough to guide my child, I think is all that I need. If he didn't trust me enough, then he wouldn't have made me a mother. So simply that, I have the qualification because that's something that God trusted in me, to be his mother, to guide him, to nurture him, to protect him, to provide for him. And that is the thing that qualifies me. I think that you don't necessarily need to have any type of degrees or professional background when it comes to teaching and guiding children through their learning, nor do you have to have degrees and supporting them. Just like we also don't see people getting degrees and certificates and having a child. So I would say that for parents who are considering unschooling, your qualification comes simply from your faith base. If you believe in God or whatever your faith base is, that's where your qualification comes from. If God didn't think that you were good enough, then he wouldn't have made you a parent, you know? And I trust that in knowing that I'm guiding my son the right way. When I go to bed at night, I know that I'm able to have made quality, good decisions for him that day. And I can sleep with ease knowing that I did a good job. And when I wake up in the morning, I know that I'm ready for the activities and the adventures of the day. And I'm excited about them because I would love to see what type of human being my son grows up into being. And so I think just my love, I think my passion, my joy, these things are natural, they're intrinsic. And these are all the things that I feel like I've been given from God. So those things alone, with God's blessing, is what qualifies me.
Oh, I've been excited all day to hear your answer to that. Motherhood is sacred, and I truly love it. And I come from a culture that's matrilineal. So the matriarchs are the first teachers, right? And we are trusted with our children. And yet I can't answer that question a lot of times. Like, a lot of people never ask me that question because I have a PhD and a master's degree, and I taught most of my career at the university level. I taught other people's children and got a paycheck. So when I say I'm homeschooling, people are like, yes, of course. So what I wanted for our friends who are homeschooling, who may not have that academic background, I wanted them to hear you. I want them to have confidence in their motherhood, their fatherhood, their parenthood, and really know that you don't have to necessarily have everything that maybe the outside world thinks you should have. And so I'm so thankful to hear your answer to that. Thank you so much. And what are some of the rewards to you as a parent, right, unschooling your child? What are some of the things that have really blessed you and your life by unschooling?
You know, I'm sure other people have tons of things to say to this question, and I typically would too, but just because of who I am as a person, honestly, my biggest reward, I would say, has been watching how my son has grown. Very often, I find myself saying to myself, I can't believe I'm a mom. I can't believe I'm able to see this human being. I remember when he was a baby and he was in the NICU, and now he's, you know, talking and walking and sharing so many ideas with me that, you know, just 8-9 years ago, I wouldn't have even thought these things were possible. And so for me, I think the biggest win for me is that God gives me an opportunity to really see my son's joy every day. And I would really get a chance to see this human that I've helped to nurture and create. And I just can see, like, he's going to be so awesome. And I just can't wait to see how all these things come together later on in his life. So I'm hoping that God will continue to allow me to have time to be with him, to watch him grow, to help nurture and support him, to love on him. So that would be my biggest win. But, you know, of course, like so many other families, I think it's the other wins, I would say, would just be, you know, the freedom, again, to really explore and go places. We love to road school. We travel a lot in our journey. This weekend, we'll be going to some of the national parks, so that's going to be fun for us. We have opportunities to do things that we've never done. I would say learning the content that he learns, the things that he's interested in. He's interested in a lot of African-American history. He loves to read a lot of African-American nonfiction books. He loves a lot of comics and great stories with animals and things of that nature. The things that he likes to watch on television, because he has an interest in acting, we have started to not only watch a lot of movies and television sitcoms, but we've also been able to attend a lot of Broadway theater plays, which I never did prior to having a child. So, you know, it's new experiences for me. I get to see things that I find out, like, oh, I actually am interested in that, and I enjoy it, and I love it just as much as he does. And, I mean, you know, what better way to say, like, oh, I get to hang out with my son every day, and he's awesome, and he's great. And I think, you know, the beautiful thing is just really knowing, like, not only do I love my son, but I really like my son. Like, he's a really great person, you know. And really connecting with him. And like I said before, just building relationships, building memories. We're all about building memories together. So it's beautiful to know that we'll have so many memories to look back on.
That's right.
As we both grow in age. But yes, The biggest win, I definitely would say, would just be being able to watch him grow and be with him.
Yes. Oh, I love it. And, you know, isn't it wonderful? I think all of the time, I love getting to know my child. I love finding out there's things he's interested in. And so now I know about them because of him and who he is and who he's going to be. And it's so exciting. And I love the fact that I get the best part of the day with him, not just bedtime, you know, or just, you know, weekends, but the very best and brightest hours of the day we're together and learning. And I love that so much. One of the biggest pressures I hear from a lot of our homeschooling families who listen to this show, well, first of all, I should say that in Indigenous communities, all schooling was homeschooling originally, right? I mean, it was learning from the elders. It was learning by doing. It was, you know, being taught by stories and traditions and songs and dances and also doing it, right? Little children learning to weave a basket by watching someone or sitting next to a grandparent and all of that. But as we reclaim that, and as more folks realize that homeschooling is the right fit for them, sometimes the rest of the world hasn't quite caught up yet. So how can we help our friends who maybe have families and people around them that are not supportive have an answer to that?
Very, very good question. I think I think it would go back to what I was mentioning before, you know, where it comes down to the community, finding like-minded individuals. And I know for us, again, we're first-time unschoolers. I am the first in my family, my direct immediate family, to do this. My mother had never had the opportunity to do it with me, nor my grandmother. So I think it comes down to finding people that just really understand what it is that you're trying to do for your child and have similar thought processes with that for their family, for their children. And I think together you can make, you can build a coalition of support. You can make a community out of that. And I've been fortunate enough to do a lot of that with Friends of Cabrini. I think that if you just kind of do your due diligence and researching and reaching out there, you can find someone. I know a lot of times, depending on what your cultural background may be, that you may not find a lot of those things, but it's okay to build it. It's okay to be the first one to do it, you know? And I think that that's showing that not only are you pioneering, but you're enthusiastic about it. You're showing that you can be a leader. You're showing that you care. You're showing that there is an opportunity where children can have a full, healthy, holistic educational journey. And it's not necessarily based off of systematic approaches and things of that nature. I think getting people, giving people the information and giving them the opportunity to choose what they would like for their family is one of the other things that would help in that process. But I would say finding community. So finding community, and if you can't find it, then create it.
Yes, and I think that's a great answer. And one of the things that helps me a great deal is to remember and to remind others that this is all coming out of love, that it's not neglect or dysfunction. We're doing this because we really love our children and the people that they are, and we want the best fit for them in terms of education. We love them. That's why we homeschool. We love them. That's why we're teaching them in a non-traditional way, because we want the very best for them. I had an interesting interview. Someone interviewed me, and they asked me, this was before I had children. In fact, we had been told we couldn't have any children. And then when I had our miracle baby, it was absolutely necessary for me to realize my dream of homeschooling, because I had always, you know, I taught other people's children. And I thought, oh, but I can't wait till I can teach my own. And someone asked me, who would you be if you had never gone to school? And they meant the brick and mortar public school, charter school. I went to private school. And that was so profound to me. Who would we be if we hadn't gone to a school that told us or treated us in certain ways? And we find a lot of people coming to homeschooling and unschooling because they don't want the bullying, or they don't want, you know, their child to be neglected or left behind, or they don't want certain values or, you know, whatever they don't want taught to their children, or because they want their voice and their values to be louder than the masses in their children's lives. And so this is an act of love. You know, we're doing this because we love them so. And we want them to have the very best and brightest start to their lives. How can folks find you or be connected with Friends of Cabrini or maybe get some help on their homeschooling journey, unschooling journey?
Yes. So you can reach out to us directly at our website, which is friendsofcabrini.com. And Cabrini is spelled C-A-B-R-I-N-I. You can also reach out to us via email at info@friendsofcabrini. We're also on social media. You can find us all over Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. And yeah, you can reach out to through there, through any of those platforms. But, you know, I just wanted to add on something to what you were saying about who would you be. Mm-hmm. I think that's a really awesome question.
Yeah.
And, you know, as I think about it for myself or for my son, I would say to that question that you would be your most authentic self.
Yeah.
You would be who you were intended to be. And I think what unschooling brings to a family is that authenticity, being intentional, being passionate, being connected, and just really knowing the person that you're living with every single day.
Mm-hmm.
I think with the recent COVID-19 pandemic, it showed us that a lot of us in our homes, we don't know who we're living with.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know who we've birthed. You know, we don't know the children we've birthed. And I think it's given the opportunity for us to really be in really true, authentic relationship with one another without the use of technology or other people as middlemen. And so I think my answer to that will be, I will be who I'm supposed to be. I'll be who God intended for me to be. I think my son is being who God intended for him to be. And I see that every day through his joy, through his passion, through, you know, just his it exuberates off of him. And I can't even think of a word that I could use to really describe him and just how he is as a person. But I just know when I look at him, I see God.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't have thought any other way of how I could see God and all the things that God does. You know, except like through my son. So that's an awesome question. And thank you for sharing that with me. And I would love to connect with any of your listeners. And yes, they can absolutely reach out to you, friendsofcabrini.com as well.
We're going to commercial. So that means all of you have a chance to do that. While we pay these bills with these commercials, you can join and connect with Friends of Cabrini. We'll be right back.
The hardest thing to do at times is to make changes in your routine. Don't let that hold you back.
Wait a minute! They told us we had it all, Jordan! Well, yeah, guess in a way we are running out of all.
I'm Rhett.
I'm Tia.
And I'm Heather.
And we are Three Voices.
You want this drama over here? It's clear. You got Gilbert over here. You got LeBron over here. And guess what? We talking about
it. I'm trying to get over the dog whistle politics thing because I can't hear it and dogs are supposed to hear it. So who hears the dog whistle?
Your opportunity is now to get up-to-the-minute information, great entertainment, and stimulating talk programs on your computer. Yes, I said your computer. Just log on to TalkTainmentRadio.com
click Listen Live to hear a program. The blogs and podcasts are up and running. TalkTainmentRadio.com can also be heard on your cell phone.
Yes, I said cell phone.
TalkTainment Radio. We go where you go.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair?
Or? Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
I'm Haley Kiyoko, and I know what it's like to struggle with mental health issues. If you have a friend that's going through a tough time, now is the perfect moment to reach out. Learn how to start the conversation at seizetheawkward.org.
Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
Hey, it's me, your cell phone. We need to talk about something. Something serious. I know you love me. I know you like using me wherever you are, but I feel like this isn't working out when you're driving. I know you may think that it's possible to focus both on me and the road, but I just don't feel the same way. I think we should spend time away from each other when you're driving. It's for the best.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Yeah, oh Lord, can you come and save her? Better believe they get on their knees and pray all. They pray all and never look back once the world forgets.
All enjoying this conversation. This is a remarkable and deep insight into unschooling that all of us are truly fascinated and rewarded by. And that's all because of our guest today. Would you please reintroduce yourself to us?
Yes, I'm Jaleesa Smith, and I'm an unschooler in the Illinois area.
I'm really glad you're here, and I'm so thankful to have this window into your educational philosophy and into your life, and I'm hoping that our friends are being inspired and uplifted. I know that they are in their own journey in every area of their lives. What do you want us to know about unschooling that we might not already know?
Ooh, this is a fun question.
Uh-huh, it is.
What do I want you to know that you don't already know? I would say that unschooling is such an adventure, and every day you can have an adventure. All you have to do is choose it. I think it's really that simple. Like I said before, we're looking forward to going and visiting some of the national parks, and I wouldn't be able to do that with my son if he was in a public school setting, you know? Unschooling allows for us to literally have something different every single day. So we're looking forward to that. Earlier this week, we did a lot of STEM-related things as it relates to aviation. And next week, we're going to be looking forward to doing some more theater things. Then he has swimming coming up. So every day is absolutely going to be different. Just the adventures of the day is fun. And I think I like the idea of really not having a set schedule that we follow, not having a set routine, because it makes me feel like we're living life authentically the way that it's intended to be.
Well, we all know, if we're being authentic and transparent, that there are days and moments in this journey that didn't go as planned. Or maybe they weren't planned, or maybe they didn't work out quite like we thought. How do you deal with some of perhaps the setbacks that you might find in unschooling?
I look at any opportunity in unschooling as an opportunity to learn, to be honest.
I would
say that there are days that we have setbacks just because there are different things that you can focus on, you know. Sometimes you might not have a good mood for that day. And instead of focusing on reading or learning written material, you might need to focus on emotional intelligence. You know, you might need to focus on connecting with yourself, building up your self-confidence, helping your child to build up theirs, understanding certain soft skills, if you will, that kind of really connect with the internal of who you are. So that's why I would say, again, that unschooling is really an adventure, because there's something different every single day.
Mm-hmm.
And we know as people that our moods shift and our moods change throughout the day. So there's always going to be that something that you have to take time out for and uh-huh. have conversations for. So therefore, I wouldn't say necessarily that we've had setbacks. I would say that we've had opportunities where we can really dive in to our learning in different ways, whether that be textbook, whether that be academic, emotional, whatever the topic is, we've been able to kind of explore.
Oh, I'm so glad for that answer. Thank you so much. I have a friend who asked me that question. I said, well, when things don't go as planned, I always yell, life skills. we're going to learn life skills today. Let's go out and garden, or let's do something different, But I love your answer. Thank you so much, because that's, I think, what our friends need to hear. You know, that you can't mess this up. You can always change your mind. You can always make an adjustment. You can always do something different. You can ask for help. I mean, you don't have to build a one-room schoolhouse in your backyard and just try to be the source of everything. There are experts. There are tutors. There are helpers. There are instructors. There are communities. There are families. There are co-ops. There are all kinds of things that can help you to get this right. And so I think that your response was so eloquent and evocative that what you've done is helped people to not be afraid of doing this.
I agree. I think they shouldn't be afraid. Again, it's about having faith in mm-hmm. your process and trusting the child. And for me, being a part of a community, I'm able to connect with multiple different children and families, with children of multiple different ages. And they all have different needs. And so you want to be able to really be versatile, really be able to just understand and have that empathy where you're able to really connect with others, building relationships. Mm-hmm. I can't say it enough about, trusting the process and having faith mm-hmm. as well. And I heard you mention life skills, and that's another thing that's really, really awesome as it relates to unschooling as well, because a lot of times we tend to take for granted little things like learning how to clean our home, learning how
right.
to fold, learning mm-hmm. how to wash a car, learning mm-hmm. how to, bathe properly and do hygiene and all those things. But those things are a part of your everyday being, and you will do them every single day just about in your life as you grow and age. And so children also need to know those things as well. They need to know how to be self-sufficient and independent. And that's really a lot of what we believe in here at Friends of Cabrini. We believe helping the children to become self-sufficient thinkers mm-hmm. and free thinkers, where they're able to really make decisions for themselves and they're able to choose. But we do give them the opportunity to know and understand that with every single one of your decisions, there is a consequence that comes with that.
Mm-hmm.
And we give them the opportunity to understand what quality decisions, wise decisions look like. And so I think building the community that centers children to be holistically educated, well-educated, and you're focusing on the whole child, and not just on certain key skills.
Mm-hmm.
Again, going back into that emotional intelligence, a lot of that is needed right now. We live today in a world where there's a lot of sensitivities to certain conversations and certain things. And we want our children to be able to be empathetic, but we don't want them to become, how do I put it? We don't want them to really just fall victim to certain things and,
right.
and mm-hmm. live in a state of victimization all the time.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want them to feel like they're always being targeted, but we do want them to be problem solvers. We do want mm-hmm. them to be able to be helpers to others in the world. We do want them to be self-sufficient. And so that's really the gist of really what it is that we kind of hone in at with Friends of Karimi, not just as a community, but through everything that we do, and whether it's classes online, whether it's tutoring through with the children, there's always going to be a moment in the sessions where we're connecting with the children and we're talking to them and building a relationship and finding out what's happening day to day with them, getting to know who they really are, not just, oh, how smart are they or what skills they know or what grade level they are, but we really want to know who are they as people, because they may forget the things that you teach them academically, but they're not going to forget how you made them feel and how you treated them.
Exactly. Oh, thank you for saying that. I mean that. And that brings us to something I can't wait to talk about with you. Because when we talked about who would you be if you've never gone to school, my answer was happier. And also, we have to talk about the impact of school on people of color. And before we do that, I just want to say to all our friends who are listening, we are not telling you what to do with your children or your lives. We are not condemning or criticizing any school or any method or any family at all. We're just offering a window into another way. So if your public school or charter school or private school or religious school is working for you, wonderful. Wonderful. If you're, you know, if you're not able to homeschool or don't want to homeschool, we're not going to come to your house and make you homeschool anybody. We want you to succeed with whatever method you choose. We love good teachers. We love good schools. We want everybody to have a great education, regardless. Maybe you're a hybrid. I know people who homeschool for the first few years and send their kids to middle school or send their kids to high school. We don't care how you do it, as long as you do it in the way that is the most loving and effective and best for your family. So please, I mean, don't feel like we're like, you must homeschool or else. we love you. We want you to have the best lives. We want your children to have the best education. And you decide what that is for them. You decide what will be best for them. Now, for me, one of the issues was that my indigenous culture, my traditions, I grew up with them. I grew up in them. They're absolutely precious to me. They're part of who I am. And yet they were demonized a great deal by the school that I attended, the private school, which was smugly white supremacist and very colonial. You know, colonization was, and assimilation were the goals. And so one of the reasons I wanted to homeschool, at least at this point, was so that my son could have long hair, so that he could practice his culture and traditions, so that our, you know, we are Christians, we love the Lord, but we want to know our own language. We want to know our own traditions and our own clothing and our own ways as well. And so homeschooling gives us a chance to do that. But I want to say to all of our friends, you know, even if you don't homeschool every day of the week, you have an awesome opportunity to teach your culture, to teach your passions, to teach your interests during the time that your children are not actually attending brick-and-mortar schools. So, I mean, if you want to teach your children your culture, your hobbies, your interests, your passions, you still have a chance to do that, even if you're not homeschooling or unschooling. So I really want to make sure that everyone is included in this conversation, in this discussion. And this is the point where a lot of us can come together. Because for people of color, even if you send your child to the nicest private school or the best charter school or the most invigorating public school, they may not teach your culture, your heritage, and your history. So how are you incorporating your worldview and your heritage into unschooling?
Yes. So, wow, we've done so many things. So for starters, you know, again, it is definitely very important to have culturally relevant content to share with children. Mm-hmm. And some of the things that we do at Friends of Green is we host classes that are really culturally rich. Currently, we will be hosting classes for our spring enrichment, where the children get to learn about the geography of Africa, and they get to explore a variety of different countries in Africa. We also have a history and culture class where they'll also learn about ancient, unknown and well-known ancient African civilizations and leaders, queens and kings, that typically you won't find taught in a public school setting, we'll say. And we also have language. We've had opportunities where we've combined math skills with the Swahili language, where the children were able to learn multiplication, and they created games. And while doing all of these things, they said these numbers in Swahili. So they got a chance to practice the Swahili language. They got a chance to practice their multiplication skills. We do a lot of things like that. We've hosted Black History Fairs where the children were able to virtually put together their projects and presentations and share it with all the other children in the class. And every one of us taught each other about a different hero, a different leader, pioneer that we never knew anything about. We go beyond just simply teaching children about the time periods of slavery and then civil leaders. So we go beyond that. We're also starting to reach as well into the Hispanic and Asian cultures, where we are looking to introduce children to a lot of those ancient civilizations and leaders as well, so they can really explore their heritage. That is definitely something that's very, very important to us. We have, in the past, we've held a pottery class where we taught children about some of the Mexican artists who have now transitioned and passed on, but we've taught them about them, and we did pottery art, and I really learned about their history and who they were as people and the things that they contribute to the United States as a whole, or as a, to the world as a whole, I'll say. So we love to explore different opportunities if we can to really teach children about different things. And again, all of these things are based off of what they share with us that they're interested in, what their families and their parents share with us that they're interested in. And so it's so exciting to do those things and have those things. And we try to get really creative, I'll say, you know, because a lot of kids, I'm sure, they'll probably get bored with just the typical giving them information. But we love to give them an opportunity to come up with their own creative projects and things. So it's a lot of culturally rich information, a lot of project-based learning opportunities. There's a lot of fun school adventures, and it's fun. It's enriching. It's learning. It's powerful. And they really get to, a chance to really make some great memories for themselves.
Oh, I love this conversation. This is where I absolutely love what you're saying, and I want other families to find themselves. And there's always someone, though, when I do a lot of speaking engagements, who says to me, well, you have such a rich culture, but I'm just this type of person, and I don't really have a culture. Everyone has a culture. Everyone does. If you're Irish, you have Gaelic and Celtic culture. If you are from the South, you have a culture. If you're from the North or New England, there's a culture. If your family's roots are from a European country, there's a culture there for you. Not just people of color. We all have cultures. God has gifted us wonderful things that we can reconnect and discover, or we can walk in every day and teach them to our children to enjoy and to be empowered by. And I think what you're doing is so brave and so courageous. And I hope somebody has said thank you for forming Friends of Cabrini and doing what you do. But just in case they haven't, I want to say thank you to you. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Thank you so much. I love it. And it's definitely been an experience that I probably wouldn't have seen myself doing 10 years ago. But I'm happy that I've been able to do this and that life has really turned out the way it's been. It's given me so many opportunities to connect with different families and learn so much. I don't know. I just feel like I can't find the words right now, but just thinking about all of the children that I've been able to interact with, it really does give my heart joy to know that I've been able to be a part of their lives. And, you know, I'm always going to remember them. I hope they always remember me.
Yes. I mean, one of the most important ways to impact a life is to teach. People say that's the classroom, but it's also in our walk, in our speech, in our love, our everyday lives, and in our leadership, which is what you are doing. We're seeing a rise in homeschooling in the United States. And I think it's because a lot of people were exposed to it at the height of the COVID pandemic. Of course, the pandemic is still with us. And so people, it's not strange or weird or those people over there, you know, you had to do it at some point, 2020, 2021. I mean, some people really have the exposure now to homeschooling. And I see the rise in it as the news, you know, the school shootings and the bullying and some things that are happening. I see people turning to homeschooling going, nope, you know, no. And I see more and more people embracing homeschooling, even hybrid or online schools or just however you choose to do it. We're not, you know, all are welcome here. What's your dream for Friends of Cabrini? How do you hope they'll reminisce over you?
Oh, wow. You know, I'll start with saying, I'm not sure if you are or if your listeners are familiar with Mary McLeod Bethune, but I was inspired by her story. And it started from just a kind of like a unit study that me and my son did with just exploring who she was.
Oh, yeah.
And so I had the chance to really learn alongside with him about how she started her own school. And when the children didn't have desks, she created them. When they didn't have ink to write, she created ink. And I just was inspired by how she took the lead and took the initiative to really create what was needed. She had a feeling of what was needed. She created it. She didn't ask why. She just knew it was there. And so that's really what inspired me to create Friends of Cabrini. I would love to see us develop into being international.
Yes.
Where we're able to connect with children all across the world, where they're able to learn from each other.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to see our virtual space go international. I think that's probably the dream I have right now. And it would be mind-blowing if we have the opportunity to do that. Connecting with more families. And getting more families where they understand, you know, the importance of community. The idea that it takes a village to raise a child, I think, is true. And a lot of times these days, as you mentioned about with the school shootings and things, we're losing our village. And we need to figure out how to get that village back. And if we can't get it back, then we need to create it. And we need to create one that is safe, that is going to keep our children protected, that's going to keep our children well-rounded and healthy, and making sure that we really do show them that we love them. There is a lot happening in the private and public school sectors and charter and Catholic schools where those children are, you know, becoming victims to things that are not their own fault. And it's very unfortunate, but I think one of the things that we can do as homeschoolers, not only just support ourselves, but support those families that are in those public schools and private schools, show them love as well, and show them that this is a community for them as well. Should they show that they're interested in choosing unschooling or homeschooling, we should all show them that as well, and, you know, don't bash them. I wouldn't bash them and point fingers at them, but I would certainly embrace and show them that there's another way that your child can be loved and protected and provided for, and this is the community to do it. Mm-hmm. And that's what we do. That's what we do at Friends of Cabrini. So I think, you know, from everything I learned about Mary McLeod Bethune, I just was inspired by that, and I wanted to create that. And I think her story just kind of showed me that it is possible. It is possible to do it, and do it as many times as it needs to be done.
Throughout my walk with God, whenever I think to myself, you know, somebody really ought to do that, it's usually that somebody is me. You know, that's usually something that, you know, God is calling me to do. And I really wanted to share these stories. I was going to call you on Messenger the other night because I was so excited, but then I thought, oh, I'll just wait and tell you because I'll probably cry. But the impact you are having, the impact all of us are having in this world by choosing to raise kind, wise, good, culturally aware people can't be underestimated. We were on a virtual playdate group, and one of the little boys turned around and said to my son, "Hey, look at my braid." And my son has long hair. It's never been cut since birth, which is our tradition. And this little boy, he just had a little tiny bit of hair, but his mother had worked it to where it was like a braid. And he was so proud of having indigenous hair. And I thought, that's why we do what we do. That's why we do. Oh, got to get my Kleenex. That's why we do what we do, so that our children will love themselves and other children will love themselves. And then they will love other people. They'll love other people. They'll love God. They'll love others. That's all we're here to do. That's what we're here to do. Love God. Love others. And the education that we're providing for our children is absolutely, absolutely an open door to that love flowing out into the world. I believe God gives every person something to do, something that they are, a skill, a gift, a talent, a trait that shows the world how much God loves them. And in homeschooling and unschooling, we can find that trait. We can find that gift, that talent, and magnify it instead of what state test requires or what another teacher thinks is important. We can find those wonderful gifts and talents and call and anointing in our own children. And, of course, we can all do that for one another's children as well. Please tell us one more time how to connect with you and how to support you, how to join in with you, how to just connect.
Absolutely. Friends of Cabrini, you can find us online at www.friendsofcabrini.com. And if you're interested in any of our unschool virtual classes, feel free to join and sign up and subscribe. We have classes for 8 weeks. We have classes for a day, 4 weeks. We have all of that. We also have extracurricular activities and community groups for families and for children as well. You can find us on social media, on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And actually, we're also on Clubhouse. I almost forgot that one.
Oh, okay.
Friends of Cabrini right there on all of the social media platforms as well.
Wonderful. I believe you're going to do many great things, and you're going to succeed in them all. And I thank you for spending this time with us today to share some of what you're doing with us.
Thank you so much for having me. I've enjoyed it. And thank you so much for also being on our podcast as well.
I loved it. I absolutely loved our conversation. And tell us how to listen to your podcast because, oh, wow, what a wonderful resource for homeschooling parents and families.
Yes, the Friends of Cabrini podcast is very similar to your podcast here as well. We love to share all new tips and advice to newbies that are homeschooling and unschooling, as well as veteran homeschoolers as well. You can find us on Spotify, Apple, and Google.
Perfect. Okay. So you can listen to this podcast where we spotlight positive people doing positive things, and then you can listen to Friends of Cabrini, and you'll have a wonderful day. That's a great day. That's a wonderful day. Yeah. Thank you so much for joining us, and thank you to all of you for listening. We appreciate you so much. We're so thankful for you. We're thankful to you, everyone who makes this show possible. We couldn't do it without you. And we thank God for you. We truly do. I hope somebody has said this to you today, but just in case they haven't, I want you to know that God loves you. Yes, you, just like you are. He loves you. And all of us here, you know we do too. My name is Dr. Dawn Karima, and I'll see you next time.
You've got the power. The world's greatest radio. Talktainmentradio.com.